Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The top-seeded Boston Celtics begin their NBA playoff bid Sunday night at the Garden as they take on the Chicago Bulls. We discuss the Celts' playoff potential with WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, and started off by asking if it was a surprise to her, as it was for many, that the Celtics grabbed the number one spot in the East.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone would have predicted this at the start of the season. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers, the defending NBA champions in the Eastern Conference. They were far and away the favorite to come out with the number one seed.
So then, if I ask you if the Celtics are strong enough to actually merit the number one seed spot, what would you say?
Probably not. And I have to say 90 to 95% of Celtics fans would probably be with me. It's well known that they're a weak number one seed, if you could put it that way. Everybody expects the Cleveland Cavaliers to emerge out of the Eastern Conference. But this is, as they say, why we play the games. What's key, though, about them having the number one seed and why it's so important is because they're going to have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And that will be particularly useful, particularly helpful as they reach deeper and deeper into the playoffs. And they avoid a second round matchup with the Toronto Raptors, who are a particularly dangerous team. So the number one seed gives the Celtics the easiest path, many would say, to the Eastern Conference Finals, whereas the Cleveland Cavaliers may get a little worn out by the competition they have to face along the way. So that may give the Celtics a fighting chance to move on to the final.
How do the Celts match up with the Bulls?
Well, the Bulls have been dealing with injuries as well. They're a tough physical team, a really good offensive rebounding team. One thing that I'm really curious about in the matchup is how Rajon Rondo is going to play. Rajon Rondo, as people may remember, played for the Celtics.
We loved him for many years.
Yes, and that's what happens when you play for the Celtics. You love them when they play for you, and then when they're on the opposite team, not so much. But during his tenure with the Celtics, he was up and down, inconsistent. He could be absolutely brilliant and take over a game, particularly when he felt like he had something to prove against an opponent or was on some sort of mission or had a chip on his shoulder. He may be in that exact situation, taking on the Celtics in the first round. So there may be some Rajon Rondo brilliance in this first round. That being said, he is coming off of a sprained right wrist.
So advantage Celtics?
Advantage Celtics. I mean, this is a series the Celtics should win, I would think, in five or six games. I don't think it will be a sweep, but you never know. I mean, a shooter gets hot, an injury occurs to a key player, and it's a whole different scenario. But the Celtics should advance past the Bulls. I see the Celtics going to the Eastern Conference Finals and facing the Cleveland Cavaliers there. But there are a lot of games to get through before we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think the Celtics are a team that doesn't like to look too far ahead.
All right, let me ask you one more question, and we'll call this the rabbit's foot question. The last time the Celts were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference was 2008, and they won the NBA championship that year. So are we rubbing the rabbit's foot right now?
You should be, because it's really the Cleveland Cavaliers conference title to lose at this point. They're the defending champions. They're the one everybody expected to reach the finals. And, you know, they've got LeBron James. Talk about a player who can take over a game. Enough said there.
Okay, so we look forward to that game one with the Bulls on Sunday then.
Yep, should be a good one.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.